elementary students have done really well. We had a Google Meet with our principals yesterday to discuss this. And, you know, there's a little resistance at the middle and high, but it's not an overwhelming number. The majority are doing what they're supposed to. This is a federal guideline that the State Department of Education decided they were going to enforce again. And we started that on Monday. We'll actually do a release today for our parents and those. Right now, we're just warning the students, you know, and asking them when they get on the bus to please have a mask on. And if they don't have one, we offer them one. And at this point, we continue to warn students. And but there will come a time starting next week when the discipline will kind of move through the process for refusal to do that. We're going to release that, so we'll basically warn the students. We'll contact the parents and let them know, and then if it continues beyond that, then the student can be removed from bus transportation. As I said, starting on Tuesday, the discipline process will be in place, and it could be removal of the bus for one day, and if it continues after that, it could be several days, just depending upon their compliance or lack thereof. We want to follow the guidelines. And you can't have a rule in place if you don't have consequences that go along with not following the rules. So we're going to get that information out. We're kind of easing into it. But at the same time, when we come back from our Labor Day holiday, we will go full and enforce that as the state has mandated us to do.